Welcome to Business Beyond the Mic, where we join Carly Van Heerden, CEO and founder of We Edit Podcasts, and her guests as they step behind the mic and deep dive into the business of podcasting. What does it look like to create, launch, and sustain a successful show? How do you find the right guests? And how to successfully build and monetize a podcasting brand? They're uncovering how others got started, unpacking the challenges they faced along the way, the strategies they used, and discovering just how they did it. So you can too. This is Business Beyond the Mic. Together, let's uncover the art of podcasting.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Business Beyond the Mic. I'm your host, Carly Van Heerden. Today we are back with another edition of the Founders Corner. Now these Founders Corner episodes are based on previous segments from our weekly newsletter over at We Had a Podcast. So if you're interested in this type of content first, check out the link in the show notes. Today we are diving into one of my favorite refresher topics, and that is how to get your podcast back on track. Now, whether you've veered off course slightly or taken a much needed break or simply just lost that momentum, I know we've all been there and we might even end up there again. So in this episode, I wanted to give you three solid strategies to establish a foundation for you to get your podcast back on track no matter how many times you derail. Without further ado, let's get into the episode. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Now, today we're actually getting into a pretty big topic in the podcasting space, but let's backtrack a little bit. We all have times where we lose our groove, lose some momentum, or simply just get distracted and get off track. I mean, as the year goes, many of us have taken some time off, we've gathered our thoughts, we've had season breaks, everything can happen. Now, you might not be quite where you wanted to be by now, so the question is, how do you get your podcast back on track? I mean, let's be real, we've all been there, whether it's following a diet religiously, only to get to the weekend and it all goes down the drain because it's your best friend's birthday. Or you wake up 3 days in a row to go to the gym early, and then by the fourth day, you're dead tired because your toddler was up all night with a fever. Life happens. Yes, I've been there too. But as time goes, I've realized that you might have these small hiccups in your plan, but that doesn't make you a failure. In fact, the most successful people out there, they slip up too from time to time. But what separates them from others is their ability to get back on track. As Vince Lombardi says, winners never quit and quitters never win. Now, the same thing rings true in other areas of your life as well, whether it's podcast creation, content creation, staying consistent, getting to your next goal, everything is the same. Habit formation utterly depends on your ability to bounce back from whatever has thrown you off track. So think about this. Most successful people start in the exact same place that you did. So the question that you have to ask yourself is, what did they do to reach this success? I can tell you right now, the first step to success is progress. Any progress, no matter how small, is progress. So do what you can to propel yourself into that success. Now the next question is, how can you get back on track in order to make progress on your journey? As with all new seasons come new opportunities, but instead of just hopping on the next habit hacking trend, let's find ways to establish a solid foundation and strategy for getting yourself back on track no matter how many times you derail. Now, here are three things to implement on your journey to getting back on track. The first is reaping the benefits of self-compassion. That's right, give yourself permission to make mistakes. Self-compassion helps you to bounce back because it increases your resilience. And when you approach things with a caring mindset, you're more likely to be able to allow yourself to veer off track because you're anticipating it. So the next time that you fall off, it's no harsh judgment. It's just, this is what happens. Here is my strategy for what to do next. So embrace those imperfect starts and don't wait for the perfect timing, just get going. Like Margaret Atwood said, if I waited for perfection, I wouldn't have written a word. The second way is to create surefire habits with incremental change. At the heart of it, change and progress takes time. Now, this in turn means that success takes time. So obviously, making these small changes might not be visible right away. This might not directly translate into new listeners gained or more downloads that you've had, but I'm here to remind you to trust the process. So the first step to creating these surefire habits is to create a schedule. Add your habits into your calendar and practice them in your routine. Now, when you have these blocks of time cordoned off, some days you can get a lot done. But then in other days, life happens, and that's okay too, because now you know that you've stuck to your routine, and no matter what happens, you've created something in that space despite life happening. Next is to design your environment. If you're anything like me, you like to get work done in a space that's organized and makes you happy. So find ways to build that into your life, and not to plan for failure, but find ways to design your environment that supports you in creating these successful habits. And finally, strive for progress. So rather than trying to be 100% every time at any goal that you set, just start by improving one step at a time. Every time you fail and get back up, your abilities will increase and progress with time. The key is to be consistent, not perfect. So think long-term and know that whatever you're doing today is an investment in your future, and essentially you're striving for progress. And lastly, integrate your accountability components. Now that you know that you will inevitably fall off track, it's time to find ways to integrate those accountability components into your daily habits. Ask yourself this: what kind of support will help me do better next time? Now, whether that's having an accountability partner, being part of a podcasting community, or just having somebody to check in on your progress from time to time, there's real power and motivation when it comes to having someone that you are accountable to. A study showed that there is a 65% chance of success when you commit to one person, and a 95% chance of success when you have a regular standing appointment to check in with your accountability partner. When you integrate these types of social accountability into your daily habits, your missteps essentially will become smaller, and your ability to achieve your goals will become so much greater. So whether it's for your listeners, for your community, or for your podcast, it's time for you to show up, to put these strategies into practice, and to get your podcast back on track. Thanks everyone for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Business Beyond the Mic with your host, Carly Van Heerden. We love having you join us on this journey of uncovering the art of podcasting. If you found value in today's episode, we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a rating or review and let us know what resonated with you or what didn't. Your feedback really helps us make this podcast the best that it can be. And be sure to connect with us across all our social platforms. Join us again next time as we step behind the mic with another amazing guest and dig even deeper to uncover the art of podcasting. Until then, see you next time. This is a We Edit podcast production.